physically and spiritually.
Physically or spiritually means what?
The body is more or less mechanical.
Yes.
Right? It's going through conditioned response service, conditioned action.
Yes. Actually, their consciousness is beyond their body. Actually, their consciousness is not important in terms of sort of this body. It's almost beyond the physical.
That's right.
The word is physically, which means location-wise, and spiritually, which means in relation to a higher entity. Into consciousness, into mind, that is. Yes, yes, that's right, yes. That is a union of knowledge and wisdom. Yes.
Or is it a union with universal
consciousness? Possible. That depends who I meditate. One is maybe a little bit, one is universal, can be. Okay, that is all individual. Example, five lamas, they're doing meditation, but they have different level of mind, isn't it? So one doing very universally, some doing maybe a little bit. That's the level of their own mind. Pardon? Yeah, yeah, I think
Los Angeles is a part of California. Are you a part of everybody's universal consciousness?
Sure. The nature of California, one energy is universal energy. Okay, good. Nature of one part of my nature is totally sensing as your nature. But relatively, we say, you are that, I am this, this. Relative mind, we make distinction. If one can see, it's really absolutely the nature of your nature and my nature, one can see there are no distinction. Good. Thank you. Okay. Then yes, you.
First of all,
mind control, body speech. That's possible, yes. I say possible.
Is that your goal, personally?
Pardon?
Is that your goal, personally? Mind control, live on Earth forever?
No. No, no, that's not my goal. Thank you, dear. Okay, then? Okay, now, you, yes, here is some. Yes, that's right. Very important, yes. That's right, yes. Yes.
I didn't hear the question.
What?
What he said, the question. They didn't hear the question.
I see. Can you give question a little bit along?
We were talking before we left, talking about universal energy and how it was just an illusion that we're different from other things, from other people. And I said that bodhicitta, which is probably the
most important
aspect of Buddhism is tied into this idea of universal energy, and
Sri Lama is a good example of
Buddhism.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I think he's saying is Buddhism is there is a technical meditation. It is called Sanskrit Buddhisiddha. This meditation, one who has that kind of meditation, the realization of that kind of meditation, one does not have something in this earth, any living being, for him appears, one is the strongest sort of attachment object, closest, and one is sort of distinct, sort of a little bit head, sort of, head. He doesn't have that kind of all universal living beings, even in creatures, the insects, the animals, besides living beings, even fish, chickens, all living beings, for him, equally same feeling. For him, there's no existence of such thing as enemy or hatred object. That's what he means, something round we talk about that way. Yes. It's very important, the mind turning such a way. Otherwise, we always make, when we choose one atom, oh, this is, yes, one atom. Human beings are like one atom. When you choose one friend, this is it. My best friend, with so much attachment, overestimated, grasping feeling, automatically indication. Someone is you hurt, and dislike. When you extend too much one grasping atom, then another action is you forget or not deprive, you're not concerned, you ignore, or other hatred. So that unbalanced mind automatically frustration and conflict. So that to have universally compassion of love, you should have equanimity feeling with all living beings, so that your mind is so healthy. Even Lord Buddha says, you do not attachment, even realization or enlightenment. Somebody says, oh, enlightenment is you freaking word. There's no such thing as existence. And then you go like that. That is your problem. The many times, this is very dangerous. We always say something we see, other religious object or idea or philosophy, or, oh, this is fantastic, so good. Then we overestimate. Somebody says that idea no good. We trigger out. This is the unhealthy mind. No matter what you see or you found Buddha or whatever, or religion or philosophy or psychology or whatever you found, your idea, put in your action, particularly. But somebody says that is no good, bad. That's how you're showing reaction. That is your problem. So therefore, you shouldn't attach it, even if idea, something, realization, higher realization, enlightenment, you should be free, besides the sense world object. Many times we attach even idea. This idea is very good. You choose. Somebody says your idea is wrong. You pick out. That's your problem. So Buddha says, even enlightenment, even do not take participation in my own. Do not trust my word. Say, you accept. This is, of course, yes, should be, because Buddha says. Buddha says that reject. You are wrong. Check out with your own knowledge, wisdom. What I said is fit or not. You must check out. You are more responsible. Don't believe because I said so. Okay? I think clear. Yeah?
I believe you spoke of two things, one from the outer world to the inner world.
Yes.
And one from self occupation to being occupied with the good of others. Okay. That I just wanted to refer.
Yes.
Now, around that time that you were talking about that, you said there were three very important things to know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember?
I remember, yes, dear sir. Yes. Okay, I say it. When we give charity, example, when we give charity, the terminology, Buddhism, charity does not mean you just this giving. Charity is in the mind, realization. of wisdom, not this gift. But when it's such a way, we keep idea, charity is so important, without knowing, just keep idea, religious idea. You're doing this thing. Instead of solution, dissatisfaction, the attachment, it brings reaction, some people, conflict. But I give, then think about, oh, I'm not right. Today I don't have, I'm sorry. That charity is not charity, this kind of. So how to should be is, object it is, yes, this nature, and the nature of who we give should know. Why he needs, which way help, and knowing your own mind. This peace nature, reality knowing, giving charity is perfect. Yes, definitely yes. You have to check up. Yes, it is a professional. By giving this reaction, this spoiling. Example, you giving $10, giving this charity for it. Boy, you go drinking place, and drinking, he becomes toxic candy. Not sure. Okay, good example, that is it. Instead of helping for him, you make him destroy him. But you think you're helping so much. But this is a simple example. There's so many different ways.
What do you think charity is?
Yes.
Not to give them money.
Yes. I say yes. That's right, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Because, dear, charity is, Lord Buddha's charity is psychology. To lose the attachment. To bring the realization in a peaceful. It's so true, isn't it? If you have really understand the object, what are you giving, subject, these three nature, with the understanding you giving it, no problem of the action. Okay? Which cause we always giving things with trouble, expecting something return. This is a great problem psychologically. So therefore, give the things, be careful. Okay, all right. So, yes, yes.
Jesus Christ. What do you think of Jesus Christ?
Oh, good, good teaching, yes. Good teaching. If you know, example, Christ, he teaches so many actions. True love is just a simple example. He teaches, don't be sufficient. And he, Christ also meditating. If you know, it's not the meditation, it's the only institute also. And his love is if we can meditate. It's so great, incredible. We reach beyond the attachment, the salvation. It's very useful. Yes. He's so much action emphasizing, forgetting oneself, more concerned than others sending the pleasure. That's a good example for us, isn't it? Good dear. Good. Yes, you, yes.
With our orientation in our culture, it seems like so much of our motivation is to get ahead based on, you know, what we're going to get at. If, for instance, we do this for charity, where will it get me on the board? Who will I meet? And everything, and part of it, even psychologically, we learn that we're the number one person, and getting ahead materially seems to be a measure of whether we are successful as an individual. And the gentleman, so my question is it more difficult for people in our culture to be able to go into the practice? That's one question. My other question is, in the chanting, are you chanting for something specifically? Because the gentleman here mentioned Mr. and Chelsea, and I know that when they chant, they have a list when they join up. They put a list of material things that they want to accomplish. And when they chant to get those things, and maybe something like getting a sum of money or getting a new car. In fact, those are the things that they tell you, you'll get in a parking lot.
That's true, yes. Yeah, that's good. They tell you you have to get, but that's not necessarily you get. That they tell you you have to buy big new car. You say, check up. What I need? So really, I need. You check up. Your need is you make decision. People say it's not important. I think, really. Yes, my point of view is people said pushing to you is not important. When the people said this is very important for you, why? How? Is it really necessary? Without this, I cannot have life enjoyment? You check out. Big supercar is not necessary. Can have practical car, and wherever you go, they take you. They tell you outrageous things. You have to buy this, you have to buy this. That is, I think, my interpretation is unnecessary. You must check up what is necessary to make your home happy, things you buy. Yes. I think, I don't think so. The practicing Buddhism is using for to get a car.
What is a car?
What is a car? What do you think? That is your car. Yes. Because terminology, the temperament or the personality of Buddhism never ever allow to pushing others, never allow to pushing my idea to you. When the time comes, right time comes, all right. That can see here. Because many predictors, sometimes in Tibet, we have some lamas predicting, and this Buddhism is going from north to west. This thing, yes.
Mm-hmm. A lot of these philosophies that are being brought to the west originated in India. And if the Western person looks at India right now, generally they see famine and hardship.
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily you have to learn that all is part of tech. You take it, which is necessary for equipment for your mind. Don't take all things.
Well, many people ask me this question.
Yes.
Like India or...
That's not necessarily. Not necessarily. Because the way of condition make it different here. Even West also have some place are difficult. As East. It's a different period also. Yes. That's right. And material progress also, time to change, goes, comes like that. Always. Different period, yes. You see, you cannot make always this, that. Yes. Thank you. Yes, thank you.
What is the belief, the general belief among Tibetan lamas as to the difference in the way Guru Padmasambhava taught when he was in India before he went to Tibet?
What he said? Excuse me, we're not clear. Can you make, again, clear your question?
It's the basic, the first major teacher in your lineage was Guru Padmasambhava.
Right. No different. They exactly translated from Sanskrit into Tibetan language. Yes, exactly. Still nowadays, many texts are Sanskrit is disappear, Tibetan is left, and many texts are you can confer now. What Sanskrit says, exactly, is not lost. Yes, very good. Yes. Still, the Tibetan scholars and India, some people they know Sanskrit texts. And we are now Tarnata, and the college, the university, we have comparatively checked now, nowadays. Yes, good, dear, very good. Thank you. Yes, need this, please, this now.
You answered some questions with the word impossible. At a time when I wasn't sure that you really thought it was possible, but I wondered if there are any things that you think are impossible.
Anything are impossible. Impossible things I can tell you. Sure, I can tell you. Impossible, you are permanent. Okay? Yeah, good. Yes. Already. Impossible, you are self-existent, as you image your mind. Impossible, you are self-existent, as your ego's imagination. Yes. Good, dear. Good. Therefore, your interpretation, when your mind image, this is me, you check out. So really, this is me, or I put extra painting. This is the problem. If you realize that, fantastic. Really knock out all the problems. Yes, good. Thank you. Yes, you.
Are you a red cap or yellow cap?
What
do you
think?
Are you red cap or yellow cap?
Both. Thank you. Yeah.
I have a problem. That's the problem I've had recently, and I wanted to know, as an employer, if I hire a Dharma brother and he wants to meditate every morning, it's very important, but he gets up late and wants to meditate and comes to work late, and what should I do with a problem like this?
Better, if it's too late, better forget meditation, morning. Walk one time, come back, there's time, meditate. Always there is plenty of time, solution. Okay, if you are wise.
He gets angry when I say that. When I then I,
you can tell. Yes. And two needles simultaneously cannot solve well. He realized. Okay, good. Yes, you now. Excuse me, yes.
Is that possible in a time when there's so much suffering and
places where,
you know,
possible, yes. Possible, yes. Possible, yes. Possible. Possible, yes, possible, of course, yes. Possible. If you are powerful enough, strong enough, the psychic or knowledge wisdom, it's possible here. Possible, sure. Okay? Good. Yeah. You should be very strong. Okay? You should realize you have that potentiality. And always keep growing wisdom. Good. Then you can do. Yeah. Yes, what is your question?
I wonder whether there are two turnings or whether there's one.
Two turnings. What is.
Turning from the sense world to the world of your mind.
Yes, yes.
And then the turning from self,
yes,
to helping others.
Yes.
Helping
right. This is very important, these two things, okay? Yes.
Does the turning to your own mind
first? Past turning your mind and more impact get inner is past come. Then secondly, you can do this one, okay? Turning. Okay? Yes. Good, good. Thank you. Relating each other too, but different purpose, different appear. Yes, one purpose. One is purpose or another purpose. Yes, purpose has different. And when the time dead, good. Yes, right. And example, the Jesus is word was time dead, where he come time dead specific. That's right. It's, therefore, it is so necessary. Too much, too strain you grasp something. I want to live life. That is not realistic. We have to know the linkage of our body and our consciousness is relationship is fairly impermanent. That's right. That's right. Yes. Yes. That's right. Yes.
You said that Jesus had a purpose for being here and Buddha had another purpose for being here. What are those purposes and how they differ?
You can see that the difference Jesus gives his followers his teaching and they digest it and they discover their inner freedom. And Buddha, he gave his teaching to his followers and through that they can discover their inner freedom. So there is purpose, isn't it? That's all, simple. No, different. Different people, Jesus such a purist, he contacted with such different people. And Buddha comes such a different purist and he contacted such different people. That's why. Therefore, different people need different way of raised and according to their own mind. Therefore, you cannot say Jesus' teaching is the only right, Buddhists don't need. You understand? The Buddhism is the only right, Jesus' teaching don't need. You cannot say. Need. Actually, human development is not always the same thing. Some people need different things according to he developed his mind. Somehow not ready, another philosophy can catch and can practice it, not ready. So different people, according to mind, different method need. Okay? I think clear. So therefore, you cannot make dogmatic view. Example, Lord Buddha also gives so many thousands of different methods. You cannot say, he gives this method, this is the only right method. The rest of his method is wrong, it's not necessary. It's necessary, some people, okay? Therefore, the shopkeepers make 30 different ice cream because 30 different mind, different need. I think so. So simple. You cannot say this ice cream is the only right. That ice cream is wrong. Can you say? Oh, good. Good example. Yes.
If I have one mind, then I have no mind.
Pardon?
If I have one mind.
Yes.
Then I have no mind.
Possible. But different term. You have one mind, but you have no mind is different term. That's right. The both has, if you check up, there is meaning. Okay? Good. That's possible. Yes?
Is there a book in the manual that details how to approach meditation and how to approach the discipline for people who ask if there are those two issues?
Yeah. Many, many books. Yes. Many, many books. Now, scholars, they're writing many books, and also many lamas are writing many books. Possible, yes. I think we have some booklet recommendation. Maybe you ask her. Okay? Good, dear.
I want to know our
methods
books if we have
to look at
if we have books for our
methods.
If we have specific books for
you. Oh, I see. I think you get this one, the recommendation book. Okay? Yes, I think this one, yes. Excuse me.
Relating to outside God, outside Savior.
Yes. The most emphasized is yourself is responsible yourself. Your positive action is responsible yourself. Your negative action is responsible yourself, not God, not Buddha. So therefore, you must be careful to check up your mind all the time before doing action. When the action finishes, it does, then you are dead. Okay?
Then there's the idea that all exterior beings are just projections of one's own mind, and that they're substantially not real. From that point of view, the whole exterior world is a projection of one's own mind. Some beings, however, are actual physical entities on a relative level, and some beings, like Yidam, are a creation of the practitioner's mind. So there's a lot of invitations where you ask doctors, dahini, and helpers and guides to assist you. Are they strictly creations of one's own mind?
Yes, right, of course, yes. Yes. Example, here is, you can see Yametaka. Yametaka is not just the outside. It is some people very anxiety, hatred. So the true compassion transmitted that hatred energy into wisdom. That wisdom is transmitted to such a powerful form. Actually, your mind, it is a psychology to release such anxiety, hatred. Okay? Clear? Good. Simple. Yes, you? Good.
And I am without outer guidance.
Yeah.
But sometimes when I think, I experience an inner teacher, an inner guide.
Possible, yes. Possible, yes. Because as long you somehow, you intensively, you know, concentrate, aware, you're doing something, show you.
The more aware I am, the more I see.
Yes.
Yes. I'm worried about it.
Shouldn't worry. You shouldn't worry about it. Okay? As your example, your short time, you'll be, example, one day. How many times you are conscious? Okay? Check out how many hours you are conscious. That you are aware. Short time, you forget that much. But rest time, you are unconscious, sleeping and eating time. And that ability, you should know if you are full of all day, all night aware, all the, your actions, you can develop. So instead of worry, should act. Yes, and act with writing wisdom action. Okay? Then perfect. Thank you. That depends, yes. That depends, yes. It's not necessary. That is individual thing. If you are advanced already, your previous life, you don't need this life somebody tell you. You are ready. But if you are, that is a personal question. You give question yourself. You can realize you are wise enough and put your state into right channel. Your own effort, you know, your wisdom guru or whatever you call it, then all right. If you cannot put together, integrate, always there is hesitation, doubtful. Doubtful is the negative, actually. Okay? That makes you. Then you need someone who has experience. Okay? Or you can check out. That you have to check out, yes. That even somebody to show you, you have to check up. If this makes you advanced or nothing advanced, your own doing is more advanced, you don't necessarily have a problem. That is, you are more responsible. Yes, good. Thank you. I think it's question finishing now. Thank you so much. And thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.